Today's daf is daf chaf, and we're going to begin at the two dots, which is close to a quarter of the way down. Tanur Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "Im begapo yavo begapo yetsei," which we understand what this is referring to. That begapo means begufo nichlas, begufo yetsei, which we'll explain in a minute. So says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, what it means is begapo that yechidi nichnas, yechidi yetsei, which we'll also explain in a moment. Says the Gemara, okay, what did you mean when you said begufo nichnas, begufo yetsei? Omar Rava, this is lomar she'eino yotzei b'roshei avorim ke'eved, meaning an eved knani, that such a person goes out not b'roshei avorim, but rather with what it is that the Adon's going to pay him for any damages that he causes him, like any other free man. There's no din of a yitzia of an Eved Ivri as there would be with an Eved Kanani to go out with the Esrim V'Aba Rosh Evorim that we spoke out before. And so therefore it comes along now the Gemara to say that's the meaning of the Pasuk. We'll see why I would have thought otherwise. Amalei Abaye, what in the world does that have to do with Begufo Yavo or Begufo Yetzei? That I learn out from Lo Tetzei Ketzei Tavadim. So Amalei Abaye, ahu, that an Evet Ivri is not Yotzei Be'evorim, is I learn out by what's written by an Oma Ivriya, where it says Lo Tetzei Ketzei Tavadim, Nafka, that's where I learned that halacha. To tell me that she, the Oma Ivriya, does not go out the way Avonim Kedanim would go out, namely Veroshe Evorim, and we know that we have a Hekesh, a Ivriya, a Ivriya. It tells me whatever the Torah tells me about an Oma Ivriya is true about an Eved Ivri. So I now know that those two Sugim of Eved are not Yotze Veroshe Evorim. So what do I need now in Bekapo Yevo Bekapo Yetze? What exactly would be the point of Rava? Answers Rava, because Imi Atab, if it would have said, Lo Tetzei Ketzei Tavadim alone. So Havamina would have said, what that means is, natively to me, in even Apok. It's not that Lo Tetzei meaning that there's no din of Yetzia. It's definitely a din of Yetzia. It's just that you can't get away with only letting the guy go and not paying him for the damages. He would also have to be paid like a free man. But certainly you can no longer be competent to keep him as an Eved after causing him damage. Therefore, Kamash Balan comes along with the extra pasuk to say no. He's a bechlal not yotze kitzei tavani, meaning that he doesn't yotze at all with shein v'ayim. All that happens is that he gets money that shein v'ayim was worth. Then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said the meaning of begapo yavo begapo yotze is yechidi nichnas yechidi yotze. What is the meaning of that? Ma yechidi etzei? Om Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, what Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov meant was hachika oma. Yesh lo ishao banim, if at the time that he was nimkar to be an Eved, he had already a wife and children, then Rabba Moser lo shivcha knani, he's able to force his Eved to work on making babies for him by giving him a shivcha. But if in lo ishao banim, if he didn't have children and a wife of his own, in rabo moser lo shivcha knanit. So that means if he came in alone, begapo yavo, he goes out alone, meaning without any additional products, no children, and no wife that he had while he was in heaven. There's another brighter. Ten rabonan, nimkar bibona vishbiya, viomar amatayim. Let's say that the Eved originally was sold for 100. And now, he became now worth more. And he now is worth 200. So that this is not necessarily because he himself became more powerful and got into the experience of being an Eved. It could also be because of a change in the pricing of the Eved. Either way. And now, how do we know that when we come to buy him back, we'd go according to the original purchase price, and he doesn't have to pay back the value of his current value prorated, but rather the value that was actually paid for him prorated. So if there's half of the time left, he pays 50. And not if there's half the time left, he pays 100. Shenemar, that's because it says Beferish in the case of the Eved Ivri, who sold himself to a goy, Mikesev Miknato, from the amount of money that was paid for him, not from the money that he is currently worth. How about the other way around? How about if Nimkar Bebataim, he was initially worth 100, and now the Yichsif, he's gone down in value, the Obad Almona. How do we know that in this case we do not go according to the prorated higher value at the time of the purchase, but rather if it's half of the time left, he would now only have to pay 50, not 100? Talmud lomar kefi shanav. In other words, according to how much the shnat avodah currently would be figured out today. This may be true, perhaps, as the Gemara only Engli Ela Eved Shedib Kalomit Kirchovit, because after all, these psukim appear over there, and when it comes to dealing with the goy, we're very interested in making it as easy as possible for goy to get out, for the Jew to get out of there, so that his Shemira's mitzvahs is not going to be impaired. How do I know, though? And that's because the Torah was makil furthermore to get him out of there, because we give the Krovim. The Krovim can pay for the Gira on Kesef, as we saw earlier. We're very interested in encouraging him to be freed from this. So because of that, we know that perhaps Yado Ala Tachtona, the goy, the owner, is put into a disadvantageous position to make it easier to buy the Jew back. But how about a Nimkar Bli Yisrael? We're over there. We don't have all of this concern to see to it that he should be buy back cheaply and so on, because he can keep his business perfectly well there. We know, and how do we know that over there also we have a kula to say we want to make it easier to buy it back in the Yad HaAdon Ala Tachtona? Therefore, remember our famous Sochir Sochir, which started us off in the beginning on this path, Tamud Lomar Sochir Sochir Gitzera Shava. Therefore, we know that the Mishnah Schar Sachir and Ketoshav HaKesachir tells us that the Din of Nimkal Yisrael is the same thing as the Din of Nimkal Goy, and just like by Goy Beferish, we have the Pasuk teaching us that the Yad HaAdon HaTachtona, so too by Nimkal Yisrael, the Yad HaAdon is Al Tachtona. Abaye was feeling pretty high one day about himself. So he went out there and started flexing his muscles, and he said, okay, I challenge anybody. Amar Abaye, today, Areni ki ben Azai b'shuka Tveria. I am just like Ben Azai used to go out, take on all covers up there in the middle of the market. You think the boxing matches in Gravelot or something, let me tell you. Go ahead. So, Amar Leumi Rabbanan. So one of the Rabbanan challenged Abaye. He said to him like, smicht. Hani Kroy, the Psukim over here about Kefisha Nav, Kesem Miknaton, they could actually be learned in both directions, right? In other words, you could say Mikesem Miknaton Lechumra, if you pay 200, you still have to pay. And you could say Kefisha Nav is Lechumra, if the price went out, up, you have to pay Kefisha Nav. Or we could learn it the way we just were taught, Lekula. If the lower price was Kesem Miknaton, that's what you pay. If the lower price is Kefishanav, that's what you pay. Where did they come off deciding to darshan at Lekula? Maybe the way to darshan is Lekula, that he would always have to pay the higher value. So, Ikala Midrashina Lekula, Vikala Midrashina Lekula. Explain to me, Bachazita, Lidrashina Lekula. Why not Midrashina Lekula? To which Rabbi answered, it's not even a Havamina to do that. Don't even consider that. Because the whole point over here is that the Torah is trying to make life easier for him. The Torah is making life easy, and that we see clearly, because we saw on the Brayta, the Tanya, Ki tov lo imach. We learned that means imach memachal, imach memishta. You are supposed to give him every possible advantage. That if you're eating pat nikiyah, he cannot be eating a lower class of bread than you. Or you're drinking the highest quality wine and he's drinking some Kedem wine. So we're going to have some Kiddush wine. You're sleeping there on that posturpedic mattress, and he's sleeping agabe ateva, and he's got a mattress made out of straw. Mikan amru, and that, remember the bright to end it. This is where the saint comes from. That kola kone evad ivri, you go down to Latzbo. Somebody who buys an evad ivri, might as well be buying a master for himself. So since that's the case, if we see that the Torah is watching out for him, so then it will watch out for him to get an easy deal on the repurchase financing. Yes, the Gemara, I mean, now wait a minute, that's a we know that we want to act humanely and decently, and therefore the Torah is saying he's got to eat the high quality food because he's going to suffer seeing this guy eating well and he's not eating well. Okay, obviously the Torah is mock, but not to be mitzvahed. But that doesn't mean pidyon, because when it comes to pidyon, maybe just the opposite should be true. When it comes to pidyon, maybe we should make life harder on him. Because lenyan pidyon dachmer alei, because as Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina pointed out, that the avdut is a punishment, really. And therefore, why make life easy on him, since he brought this upon himself? T'tanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina omer, bo re'eh, come and make note of what basically this story of Bechira boils down to, what it teaches you. Come a kashe avakashal shvi'it. Very simple thing. Avak shvi'it. Avak always means just the furthest reaches of an isser, just the dust. It's not really the real isser. So over here, what is a very low level isser shvi'it? Even though you're not doing anything wrong in terms of hurting the parents and so on, nonetheless, you're not allowed to do business with parish fees, even though the people that you're selling to are going to be careful to keep the dinim of it, just to doing the business itself. So that's called afka. So look, Adam noseva notin bepirot shviyit. If you take a look at the way the parasha is organized, it introduces first something very calm. So he's going to end up lesof because of the fact that he made money off of working out Bereshvias, he's going to end selling out his metatlis, his furniture he's going to sell. Because we find in the parsha of Yovel, and Yovel and Shvias are the same thing, Vishnat Yovel Azot Tashuvu Ishel Achuzato, which is immediately followed by the words, Vechitim Kirum Yimkarla Amitecha, O Kino Miyad Amitecha, which refers to davara nikna miyad, liyad. Kona miyad means betatle, something that goes from one end into the other end. Okay, we're not talking about selling your house, selling your property. The first stage is you try to make money off of something, but this is a cow. You're going to end up selling your furniture. Now, if that doesn't help you to realize what an idiot you are, lo yirgish, you don't even notice, you don't do tshuva. The next step is, sof bocher tzedotav. You're going to end up selling your property. Shenemar, because the pasuk continues, now the next parsha, ki amu chachichu machar miachuzato. Over there he's selling his nachala. He's selling his own property. Lo bat liyadonat, still doesn't come into his hands. That, you know, maybe there's a reason for what's happening to me. Hach bocher beito. The next step is he's going to have to sell his home. Shenema kimkar beit moshav yerchoma. The very next parsha is when you sell a house in a walled city. Hey, wait a minute. How come the first time you said lo yirgish, if he wasn't sensitive to feel it, and the next time you use the words lo bali yado, that it doesn't come into your hand? Lo yirgish is really what you want to say. So it's not with your hand, that's with your head, with your heart. Why not say it that way? So why initially did you say lo yirgish? Lo bat liyado. Why do you use the second hand? This meaning. Ah, that teaches you something very sad, very meaningful. Kirivuna. Yomer avuna, even shavah adam avira v'shanaba utrala. When a person does something wrong and then does it again, he loses any relationship to it as being awesome. And wait a minute, hutrala? What do you mean? It becomes mutter. Trello Sakadai, boy, that would be fun. No. I mean, Nasid, look at her, and his eyes, there's nothing to think about. But what do you mean? Do tshuva, it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in his eyes. You can't say, lo, your gish, what's it supposed to be, margish? So therefore, what you say is, lo bat liado, that he wasn't fortunate enough to have it penetrate, come into his hands. Certainly forget about him being sensitive. I mean, that's over it. He doesn't even have a heart left to be sensitive with. Anyway, continuing on, that's the sensitivity to the lashon of the braita. Okay, so the first time we could talk about you not feel it. The second time, obviously you don't feel it. But, you know, maybe you would have noticed. Nah, he didn't notice. Okay. So he still doesn't notice, right? So now, kaput his furniture, kaput his field, kaput his house. Now what? Still doesn't feel. Still doesn't notice. What about Liyadu? Next step is he sells his daughter. As the puzzle continues on, Sivim Chiyam Kar Ish Et Bito La'ama. Now, Lamaisa, Bito La'ama does not really appear here. So what do you mean the next step is? The next parsha is not true. That's not the next step. No, but what the Tana is trying to tell you is like this. That the real next step in the parsha is borrowing with interest. Why does the Tana put it? The next step is to sell your daughter, to teach you. Better sell your daughter and don't borrow on interest. So Naz bin Inish Barate, Bnozeze Viribita. Why is that, my Taima? Because Barate Migra Avanafka. Your daughter has got a built-in Giron, and every year she gets closer to being free. Her interest is going up every year.
That's okay. Today.
That is an incredible Musa today. But the interest, you end up being worse off at the end of the 6 years than you were at the beginning. You owe so much money.
Maybe go back to that.
This goes up. Anyway, so therefore, I'm throwing in. I mean, obviously, the next step can't be to borrow and rebate. That's insane. You'd much prefer to sell your daughter. Okay, so now you've gone from the Afkat rebate, selling your metaphylline, selling your sada, selling your bayit, selling your daughter. Oh my God. Still a badly yada, but you're not too brainy, are you? The next step is you're going to have to borrow on interest. Oh no! So atchilov every beat, because there indeed in our parsha it says v'chiyamuch achicho matay yado imach, and it continues on to say v'samichle al tikach mito neshech v'tarbit. That doesn't work, and he still. What's his next step? The next pasuk is he sells himself. So lo bat liyado shemocher tatzmo shenamar v'chiyamuch achicho v'nimkar lach, and don't think that means nimkar lach, that it's going to be sold now. Okay, it's sold into the community. No, the next step is lach didn't mount ela lager, he's going to go lager toshavimach. So now this guy's not even Jewish, it's somebody who was, I mean, he's not a ger tzedek, lager toshav, lo lager tzedek, lager toshav. Shema Ger Toshav. And then when it continues on to say Mishpachat Ger, Mishpachat Ger, La'eker Mishpachat Ger, that's a reference to being sold to an Ovid Kuchavim. Forget about the question of, I mean, the rest of the family are not Geri Toshav. The rest of the family are Mamish idolaters. And then it says La'eker, oh my God, Eker means there ain't anything real there at all. That's talking about he's being sold to the actual church. Leovodas Kokovim Atzma is the next step. That's what you see from here. Anyway, but boils down to this guy who's in this situation is a rotten no good Nick who doesn't have any kind of sensitivity to his own future. So what? Just make life easier on him. He should get himself padui. Maybe let's make life harder on him. This is what the Rabbona told Abaye. Amalais, Abaye said, no. Awesome, in the case of the Nibkar Tivirakun, Ha Adre Kro, the Torah then insists that we must nonetheless put him back into Klal of Yisrael, that he deserves our support and our pity. Because the Tani Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Ho Il V'Halach Zeh, V'Nasa Komer La'Avodat Kochavim, because this idiot has gotten to the point where now he's ready to be a priest to Avodah Zarah, which doesn't mean literally a priest. He's ready to clean the church and put up the signs and the collection boxes. Hashem Yirachem. So you might think that maybe indeed Ema Litchei Evan Achana fell. Instead of trying to drag the bucket back up that's halfway down the well, take a big rock and throw it in and let him go to hell right now. Maybe that's what we should do. Therefore continues the pasuk to say, Rachamim, Rachamim, Talmud Lomar, Acharei Nimkar, although this is his situation, nonetheless, Gulatielo, this man has hope. There is a Geula in store for him, a personal Geula, and there's a Chiev Echad Miachav Yigalendo. So that means that the Torah is interested now in being Magzerim, L'Klal Yisrael. You might think, Ema Gulat Yelo, that means that we should be Goyal Ki Echad Lolitababi Ravos Kochavim. Okay, we need to get him out of there because we don't want him ending up to be a Goy, assimilated and so on. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that we should make life harder on him. Easier on him. Let's pay through the nose to get him. Let him learn a lesson. So the Indian pidyon nachmirale. Let's be mafarish the psukim about kesev mikesev miknato and the kefisha nav lechumra, like that echad mirabodet asked. And now we should go no, and we should say that indeed should be a punishment, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina implied. He deserves a worst. Okay, fine, Gula Tielo. We're not saying take the rock and throw it after him. But nonetheless, certainly, he does not deserve special consideration. Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak. I have another approach. Okay. Here you've stumped Abaya. I mean, he can't give you an absolute Shuvah Nitzachat. But look, there's two separate psukim that have to do with the pinyon. One pasuk says, Im od rabot bashanim, lefihem yashiv geulato mikesev mikdata. Okay? The next pasuk afterwards, when it says, v'im'at nishar bashanim, ad shnat hayovel, v'chishev lo kefi shanav. Now, what is that supposed to be? Ma'at, arbe. I mean, you're telling me to prorate it. By definition, prorate means analyze the number of years that are left and whatever they are. What are you talking to, idiots? Did you say, well, if there's a lot of years, then figure the years. But if there's only a number of years, well, then figure the years that he's already worked. I mean, same thing. So, v'chiyesh shanim, I understand. There are some years that are called rabot years, and some years that are objectively called ma'at years. What are you talking about? V'chiyesh shanim rabot, v'chiyesh shanim ma'atot. Every eved is nipka for 6 years. There's no more number of years. It's only the question of how many of the 6 years did he work to figure out the kesev mikdato. So what does the pasuk mean? Ah, this is what it's coming to tell me. Ella, the correct pirush of the psukim is like this. If nitra bekaspo, that's the meaning. If during the course of these years, so that we have now rabot bishanim, now he's worth more money, then, continues the pasuk, mikesev miknato, go according to the lesser amount. If it's ma'at b'shanim, meaning that the price has gone down in the course of those years, nitma'et kaspo, then go kefi shanav. The pasuk is telling you where you go lakula, not we're arbitrarily deciding it. So those words, ma'at v'arbe, is a reference to the value being ma'at v'arbe, going up or going down. Brilliant, says the Gemara. But wait, even there we can challenge you. Maybe it just is a clear way of telling us how to prorate things. So it's saying, if you worked for 2 years and you have 4 years left, so then that's what it means. In other words, you have more of the time left, right? So then, natively arba, give him 4 out of the kesev miknato, whether he goes up or goes down in value. But if he worked for 4, and then, avad arba, bushle tarte, if there's only 2 left, so then it makes sense to pay whether he went up or down, since he's almost ready to be freed, Kefishanav, the way it is now, whether he went up or down. So it's giving us now a more sophisticated form of prorating. It's saying, look, it depends on whether you're closer to the purchase time period or you're closer to the new period. That's what it means. And then it would be a completely different halacha. No, says the Gemara, it can't mean that, because in Cain, if what that meant was to change it depending on the number of years that are left, it has nothing to do with bashanim. It has to do with how many shanim. So then it should have said, im od rabot shanim, or im ma'at nishar shanim. What does bashanim mean? Bashanim means something happened in the course of the years. In those years, what took place in those years? So it's got to be referring to market changes that took place in the year. That's the pshat. So im kein nichtov kro im od rabot shanim, im ma'at nishar shanim. What are you talking about? Bashanim. By bashanim. Therefore, it means changes in value in the course of the year, in the year. Nitraba kespo bashanim. Go according to kesef miknato. Nitma'et kespo bashanim. Then go kefishanav. Rav Yosef. Wow! Brilliant! Oh, God! Darshina Rav Nachman Ahanikroi Kesinai. It's like I feel I'm sitting on our Sinai. This is amazing. That is absolutely brilliant. Every word, every letter telling you precisely what the din is when it comes to Giroi and Kesef. You blew me away. Why Menei Ravuna Bachin Amar Rav Sheshes? Evid Ivri Hanim Karlo Vidko Chavim. So how about if the guy was sold? There's a din of Geula, but he doesn't have enough money to beguile himself. He has like half of the money, okay? Nigal l'chatzaim, or eino nigal l'chatzaim. Can he now take off part of the time? In other words, reduce his term? Or is it either you have enough money to buy yourself out to freedom, or nothing? Just somebody wants to help him, I says, look, I can't buy it. I can buy 3 years. I got 5 years left. Well, you'll only have 2 years left. Or does that not work? It's either it's gulato or not. Well, my question is, basically, gulato, which is said here, should be learned out from gulato misteachusagoma, yashiv gulato by Eved, from the case of steachusa, where it says umatsa kide gulato. And just like over there by steachusa, we learn out from the pasuk v'hisiga yado, that he has to find the full value of the geula. So just like by steyachuzah, inu nigala chatzayim. It's an all or nothing issue. Either you can buy it back or you can't. Af hai, the evet also should be an equivalent of geulato by steyachuzah. And inu nigala chatzayim. Odyoma l'kula amrinan, l'chuma lo amrinan. Maybe we should say this din only l'kula. Meaning that he can go because after all, we saw we're trying to make it possible for him to get out, but we will not say the din of l'chumra. We'll see what that means. Where is there a chumra? It doesn't seem to be a chumra. That the Gemara is going to ask in a moment. Omar Leiser of Shesha says, well, Lavan Matosub, did you not say l'gabe the din of a ganev that's being sold now as an eved? So we just darshaned that nimkar kulo velo chetzi. The shita that you said over there was that if he's sold entirely, fine. But to sell him partially to pay back, he's not sold. So if he's worth more than the gneva, we won't sell him. So then hachinami, we should say the same thing in terms of pidyon. And we should say, Oisiga Yadov and Nigal means Nigal, completely Kulo, Kulo Chetzer, just like a bit over there. And therefore, it doesn't matter what the situation is, whether it's Fakula or Lachumra, he will not be Nigal Akatsai. Omra Bayim, Imtim Tsaloma, Nigal Akatsai. I just want to point out this thing, says Abayat. Forget about now exactly what it is that is correct. He is, he isn't, but we need to understand what we're talking about over here, about kulas, chumras. I mean, everybody's talking about it. So, if the din would be that nigala chatzayim then we would find Mashkacha Balakula Velachumra. That would have implications that are not only a Kula, which I'm sure you're assuming, but also a Chumra. I mean, the Kula is obvious, right? The Kula would be Zabne Bimeya. Let's say he bought him for 100, okay? Yoivle Chamish. Let's say he gives now the Odin 50 Zuz, which is half, okay? Palgi the Dami, in order to be paid a half of himself, right? Okay. After he buys himself back, his value goes up. So now he was Ashbach, and now he's Koma Matayim. Now he wants to be Poda the other half, but now he's worth 200. So now, yeah, but Nigal HaKatsayim, if the halacha would be that, well, half already went out, all he would need to do would be Yoivle Me'a. He would only have to give half of what it is that he owes now, and he would be Yotze. But yeah, but Nigal HaKatsayim, then he would have to pay Yoivle Me'av HaKamishim Benafik. Since he was now completely in the Rishus of the Yadai, so he's now going to have to be Mashlim entirely what his current worth is. His current worth is 200. Says, well, what in the world are you talking about? I thought we just said a moment ago that if his value changes, it doesn't matter. He gets to pay the lower value anyway. So what are you doing? Now you're throwing that out? You're telling me you have to pay current value? Via Albert, did you not just say a minute ago that Nidraba Kaspo Bikesabikato, that if he went up in value, you still go according to the lower value that was at the time of the Kenyan? So what's Nafka mean if it's Nigalachatsoy but not Nigalachatsoy? You would always go according to that same value anyway. So how could you have Lekula Velachumra? Answers the Gemara it's talking about over here could go into Okir Vizal Vahokir. The case over here was that at the time that he was purchased, he was worth 200. Then afterwards, he went down and was worth 100. And at that point, he gave 50 because he had a right to pay the lower value to buy up half. But then he went back up again. So now he doesn't have the value, the right to pay the lower half, right? So now it's going to go back to the original value, and now he wants to be paid up. So now if that first half was he managed, he got in profit now by playing the currency market, the commodity market, which was himself. And he bought in at a lower price. Okay.
This guy's smart.
No, so that would be the case. Okay. So there you got the kula. Now it could also be lachumra, that an eved who was nigga lachatsayin would end up losing money, which is usually the case when you're playing commodities, right? So that would be, let's say, you bought him for 200, okay? You now pay, he pays Maya, which is half of his value. So now he's got half bought back. Now he goes down in value, and now he's only worth Maya. And, oh no, I could have bought the whole thing back, Mesa. Now he's only bought half Mesa. So now, he have a Nigel Akatsayin, too bad. He's going to have to add now the additional value. Right? So Yoel HaKamishin is going to have to give him 50 now, which is half of his current value, and only then he's nothing. Whereas, if that original half purchase back didn't work, so then the Maya that was given was not really a purchase, it was just a deposit. And now, it covers the whole thing, right? So, Pikadon de'avi v'gabe, because since it wasn't chalas, the purchase, because it's ina nigala chatzayim, it's simply a down payment, which is now the entire min payment. So, Yarev Ludni, Alev Anafik, that's it. He gives it to them, and he's free. So that makes big nafkamina. Now would be a chubra if he's nigala chatzayim. The same question that we have about yu'ulat chatzayim, which we've established, legabe steachuza, it's got to be the whole thing, which we're questioning legabe the eved over here, which we weren't able to bring 100% riots. Right? Other than the reasonability that the word nigal is the same as nimkar. Okay. What would be the din about Bote Arechoma? Bote Arechoma is a whole different sugya. So the shaila is over there. Boy bine revuna bachirin amir of sheshes. Somebody sold a home in a but in a home that is located in the Ir Choma. There's a very special halacha about such a sale. in which the seller has 1 year to buy back the house. If he can buy it back in 1 year, the guy has no choice but to take that money and walk away from his purchase. But if he doesn't, then it's kaput. Then it becomes now permanently, without concern for Yova, permanently in the hands of the new buyer. So this is always a little bit of a dangerous exercise. Guy needs money. Taking a big risk. He can't buy it back. It's lost.
Last year would have been a problem.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's not. It's irrelevant of Yova. It's the first year. Whatever that is. So, what's the nova there? Can you buy back half of the property? I want to buy back half of the house. Nigala Katsa'in? Can he pay back half? Or ain't a Nigala Katsa'in? Do we learn out the din of Gu'ulato, Gu'ulato from Steyachuza? That just like by Bate Yorichom, it says Yamim Tiye Gu'ulato. And by the case of Steyachuza, it says V'isiga Yado Matzake De Gu'ulato, which over there meant entirely. It's either the whole thing or bust. So I should therefore say, or should I say, look, where the Torah tells us this din of Isiga Yado, fine. If it didn't say Befeirush, the din of Isiga Yado, so then you have no right to apply it. It's a special halacha, but no gave us that. Omar Leis, Rav Sheshi said to him, well, I can learn out from a drasha, famous drasha of Rabbi Shimon. So in midrasha, Rabbi Shimon nishma, shalovev goel. A number of things you can learn out of it. First of all, we can derive from there that even if you don't have the money, you can borrow the money and buy back. So you don't need to actually be sigiado in terms of being a business success. You borrow the money, you found somebody who wants to help you buy back. So, and I'm going to show you how we learned that out, but from his drasha we see that you can be loiva v'goyel. Furthermore, you can force a guy to sell you back by pieces. You can buy back pieces. And it's nigal mechatzayim also. How do I see that? Because Omer Rabbi Shimon, matam, why is it that the Torah is making on this person to give him every possible option? Rabbi Shimatzinu b'bocher steyachuza she'yufakocho. We have over here by the case of the Mocher Steyachuza that the owner now Migia Yovel Velo Nigala Choser Tobala Yovel. There it's not like Bote Yorichon. The din of Steyachuza is that if it comes Yovel, it's going to go back now to the original owner, right? So that means the Torah has empowered him. Miyapekocho has empowered him to at least be able to never have to wait longer than 49 years to get back his property. It's because of that, says Rabbi Shimon. Remember, it was always Derish, the underlying rationality of the Pesukim. Rabbi Shimon is Derish, time of Decroy. So it says, it's because of that, says Rabbi Shimon, that Hurakocho, but there the Torah insists that you have to be able to buy it back on your own without borrowing. It has to be Isiga Yado. And it has to be that you've got the whole thing. We don't make it possible for you to buy back. Why? You wait, and you'll get it back. If not for you, for your children. But it's not a lost cause. So because of that, the Torah doesn't provide escape clauses for you to be able to get it back in an easier fashion. Okay? And therefore, it's hurakocho. He is disempowered when it comes to the issue of eino love. He cannot borrow money to be goyel. And he cannot be goyel lechatzai. But when you're talking about a magdish, not someone who sells the steyachuza, but gives the steyachuza to hagdish, over there it's a disaster, because if he doesn't get it back by Yovel, it goes out to the kohanim and it's never his again. So in that case, a magdish sadeh, since urakocho, since he is not empowered by Yovel, she'imigia Yovel v'lod nigala, then it will be yotzeh to kohanim. It's split up among the kohanim and Yovel. So because of that, yupakocho, there the Torah gives him additional empowerment that he's able to borrow money to be goyel, shalov of a goyel, and also he's goyel lechatzain. Therefore, continues Rav Sheshes, that's what Rabbi Shimon said, okay? I want to apply the same logic to the case of Batei Arichona and tell you as follows. Hai mocher bayit bebote yorchona nami. Bottom line is that Ovu Rakocho, he's in bad shape. He wasn't empowered by Yovel. Because over here, Ibalalo Shanat Bima, Bolonigalaf, he doesn't take it. In that first year, it is permanently Nechalat to the buyer forever. I'll never be able to get it back. Because of that, it follows by the logic of Rabbi Shimon. That Yupakocho, that by the same token, that Steyachuza by Hegdesh, so by the same token here, Yupakocho, that you should be Lova Vegoel, Vegoel Lechatzaim. It all makes sense. Asks the Gemara, or asks actually, it's Rav Huna Bar Chida, was asking Rav Sheshes who brought this riot. He says to him, look, it says that the Braisa, Bedogea, the din of someone who is Magdash his son, in Go'o Yigal, that double Osh Go'o Yigal clearly is giving you more options for Gugula. Based on that, we learn, Melamed, Shalove Vegoel, Vegola Lechatzain, since it says a double, it's now increasing your ability to be Goyal. You can borrow the money to be Goyal. You can buy back half, even if you can't afford the whole thing. Now, the reason that we need that pasuk, continues the Braita, is Shayoch Avalodinu. I would have said, a Kavachober, as follows. I would have said, Ma Mocher Steyachuza. Someone who sells a Steyachuza, where over there you fakoko. Shimagia Yovevalon Yigalachazer Labali Beyovel. That if the Yovel showed up over there, you would get it back if you had never been girly. And even there, even over there, the Torah didn't give you these additional options of buying back by halves or borrowing money or anything like that. You got to do it right. And that's in a case where the Torah was interested in making life easier for you. Right? So certainly in a case of Magdish Sadeh, we're over there, you're in bad case shape when it comes to Yovel. You were not empowered. Urakocha. In what sense? That if Yovel comes along, Yimigia Yovel velo nigala, the din is over there that it's Yotzah lekarni b'Yovel, and will never go back. So for sure, Eino din shurakocha she'eino lo ve'vegevegevele chatzayin. I would say that for sure over here, the Torah is really going to make life difficult for you, right? Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me, Tamud Lomar, in other words, be gold, ye gal, that you can be girl of Katsoyin, and you can be life of a girl, okay? Now, continues the Brisa. That's not a very good Kavachomer, because I could say that the Kavachomer is disproved from the following. What's the problem? You're doing okay. You don't go off here.
I know.
What are you doing?
I've got to go 100.
Well, we can't go 100 behind. This guy's going to poison us.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh!
Yeah!
Okay. Now, what you could say is, so now I can say there's a big difference. A mocher steyachuza is also disempowered. It's not only empowered. You're right, he's empowered by Yovel. But he is unable to buy back his property immediately. He has to wait a minimum of 2 years to be gone. So if you have a transaction that involves the karkos, the steyachuza, if he wants to bring the property, buy the property back, by having his full geula, in less than 2 years, you could say, look, I didn't engage in this to waste my time. 2 years worth, I'm getting, and I'm keeping. That's the din. When it comes to Magdish Sada over there, there it's different. Because over there, the Torah says you're able to buy back immediately. In which case, I could say, okay, since the Torah is allowing you to buy back immediately, there's basically three issues that we have to consider. How quickly can you buy back? Can you borrow money to buy back? And can you buy back in pieces? That's the question, okay? If we see that you're allowed to buy back immediately, and there's no prepayment penalty, then it makes sense that we've got a good deal going, and that you can also buy back piecemeal, and that you can also borrow money and get a different mortgage somewhere else, and buy back. Because they all go together, right? So therefore, that's not much of a kal v'chomer. Ah, but mocher bayit bebatei rechoma yochia. Somebody who sells asset in irchoma shows you that that's not a true argument. Because of there, even though you pack or chulig el miyad, that guy has got the first year to be Goyal, the Dafka, right? And the halacha is over there, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, says Rav Huna Drav Sheshes. Please pay close attention to the next words. So by a bet orechoma, the din is that you cannot borrow money, and you cannot buy it back piecemeal. And therefore, we need Go'ol Yigal to teach me that what the pasuk says, you have extra options. Anyway, that's what the price says. But bottom line, sir, in this price, it's very clear. Someone who sells a house in Bate Yarechoma cannot be Go'ol. Not like you're saying that you can be Go'ol Lechatzoyim. Cannot be Lov of a Go'ol like you're saying. And it is not similar to the case over your Magdash Te'achuza. Thank you very much. I think that proves the point. No, 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 says Rav Sheshes. That's not a problem. Obviously, what did I say to you? I said to you, according to the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, okay? And not everybody agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, it was Rabbana. The brisa that says that the Moker Bayit Arechona is not Lov of the Goel, and is that Goel HaKatzoyim is going, I'll leave it to Rabbana. That's the Rabbana. The Rabbana don't hold it. You have a right to analyze the reasoning of a pasuk. You only have a right to analyze the gross results. Gross results are, we're being more makel, so we're makel across the board. If we're going to be more makel, we're going to give you more opportunities to be goyal. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't look at gross properties. He looks at intelligent, rational analysis of what would be the moral basis of such a thing. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out exactly the opposite, right? So, Rabbi Shimon. Because according to him, it's dafka because of the fact that we were machmir, that we're going to be much gentle on him. It's not a kavachom in the other way. So over here, obviously, if you're the whole logic of this braita was the opposite of the logic of Rabbi Shimon. So what are you asking on me for? I told you that I can bring you a raya for the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, and you, without even thinking, go bring me a braita where the entire logic of the braita is based on exactly the opposite assumption. That if the Torah is making it easier for you, then it wants to make it easier for you in every way. And if it's making it harder on you, then we have to assume it's harder on you in every way. Is that rational? Rabbi Shimon is saying that what you ought to conclude is exactly the opposite. Because of the fact that I cannot empower you by your, I have to give you other options. So if anything, it tends in the opposite direction. I was telling you, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, if you have no problem. Indeed, there are two brises. In one brise, it says, Beferesh, Tanya Choda, that Bote Yorichayma, Love V'Goel, and Goel HaKatzaim. But Tanya Yidach is another brise that says just the opposite. Ain't no Love V'Goel, and ain't no Goel HaKatzaim. So, how do you explain that kind of contradiction? Very simple, look, Kasha. Ha Rabbanan, Ha Rabbi Shimon, just as we explained a moment ago. Obviously, it depends what sheet you're going according to. Hello?